And on Sunday, they would have some ready rolls, you know. I guess they call that the Caribbean sharp. And the Camel cigarette and Chesterfield were the two brands that I used to see them have.
I see. Well, so it was a real event. When they smoked, it was Sundays only. And if you saw somewhere, someone had a, was injured on the farm, and you might have a deep cut, you'd say, you call that a, if he's injured on a farm, call it a, would they say wound or wound or?
Let me see. I don't know. I just don't know what they would call that. They might, well, they might say a wound. That's what I, that sounds more like what I have heard. He has a deep wound.
And around the wound, if it didn't heal properly, there might be something grow that you have to cut out.
Let me see what they call that. Inflammation, I believe they say inflammation is set up and the flesh has decayed and they have to take that out.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever call that proud flesh?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. They call it, I never did know what they call that word, but I always thought it said pile of flesh. But anyway, that's what they want. That's what they were trying to say. And a lot of words that they used, I never did know exactly what they were saying, and I never could find it in print, and so I just didn't know what they were saying.
And later on, what did you use on scratches to keep them from getting infected?
Well, let me see. You're thinking about some of those early things.
Either homemade or what you buy in a drugstore. Something that might sting, but...
I don't know, it must have been, I don't suppose peroxide would sting, but anyway, they used that, I remember that. And they didn't use alcohol in those times because I don't remember alcohol until, it's a long time since then. So I guess that's just about all, and they used to use a great deal of Blue Seal Vaseline. Hmm. They thought that had a lot of healing power. And there's something else they used to use, turpentine.
Turpentine.
Mm-hmm, and I don't know what they used it for, but they kept it all the time, and they used it for
anything. That would replace iodine, I suppose.
Yeah, they had iodine then, but they didn't use much of it because it would burn. But yeah, I mean, it would burn the flesh, and if you use too much of it, and if you use it on a wound, it could do it more harm than good. Okay. So they didn't use that much.
Mm-hmm. And if a pimple grew to be quite good size and dangerous, sometimes men get them on the back of their neck. The pimple would grow, swell, become infected.
I've never...
Just boil, so...
Oh, yeah. Boil and rising. Yeah, I those things. They just come under the armpit and, I guess, back of the neck. Mm-hmm. Rising and boiling. Now, I don't know how they could tell one from the other. Mm-hmm. Because to me... when I see something, they say, this is a rising. I see something, I say, this is a boil. They look so much alike to me until I don't know how they can tell the difference.
And they would be full of what?
Pus.
And if a shoe wears a sore place on your foot, what is that called and what's in it? Do you remember? You might call it a blister. Mm-hmm. And what's in the blister?
Water.
Just water.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, has water in, because it always stick a needle in and let that water out.
And the disease of the joints in the old days called arthritis today.
Rheumatism.
And children, when you get this disease, it was in the throat with blisters. And in the old days, well, not the old days, 30 years ago, it used to kill people. Children.
What's it called?
What did you call it?
I call it diphtheria. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty well gone now because of shots, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the preventive medicine has taken care of a lot of diseases that people used to have because they had no way of protecting themselves. And all the childhood diseases have been made milder in the event that they should have them since they had these preventive medicine. Mm-hmm. And my son tells me that there are several cases of typhoid fever in the county.
Somebody else told me that the first time in years and years.
No, I haven't heard about it.
Someone said that there's a lady in the hospital, in the Oxford Hospital, with it. That is unusual.
Yes, he said he had found several cases of typhoid fever
in this
hospital, in the Oxford Hospital.
If the disease that makes your eyes turn yellow and sometimes makes the stomach bloat.
That's the jaundice.
Pardon me?
Jaundice.
Is that the liver?
I don't know about the liver, but I know that disease that, you know, colors the eyes is called jaundice.
And two words for bringing food up when it doesn't agree with you. One, fairly serious, which you might tell a doctor, and then the other kind of joking. Do you remember any terms for those?
When one gets rid of his food, vomiting. Brings,
The serious word is vomit, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember any joking
terms? Yeah, throw up.
So throw up?
Mm-hmm.
Any other terms from your childhood?
Mm-hmm. No, throwing up, I believe, all I have.